ladies and gentlemen, for the 840th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Jew, aka his Jewness.
Hey.
As well as the Black Hand of Mike, aka L Black Handay.
Yeah.
Me, I am Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
You know, just living the dream, Mike.
Hell yeah. Man. So, the Kong movie, it's a lot of mindfulness. You know, don't go in there expecting anything but monsters fucking up each other. The fuck
is it a lot though, or I mean, is there a lot of monsters fucking up? Is it a lot of storyline to it, or is it just a lot of action?
The storyline really ain't much of shit. It's like Kong gets fucked up a little bit because you see him getting older.
Yeah,
he's Asian, you know what I mean?
He's Asian?
No, Asian.
Yeah, he's Asian too, because that's where his jungle is.
No,
Asian, right. And Asian.
He's an Asian Kong. He's an Asian Asian Kong.
He's an Asian Asian Kong.
Kong is Asian too, yeah, because he's more like, you know, second Earth Asian, like, yeah. Whatever, inner Earth Asian.
Did he do any fucking? They ain't have no movies of him fucking, right? They ain't got no little Kong running
around.
They got little Kongs in this one. They got Kongs.
But I thought he was the last Kong. How is he making little Kongs?
Because
he finds some big ass regular ass gorilla. Please, Michael, I don't plan to watch this movie. I love when you spoil movies for me.
So
it's become one of my favorite things is that you spoil the movies I don't necessarily
Kong's
want to see.
Kong's lonely in third Earth or inner Earth, whatever the fuck they call it. He's lonely down that bitch, right? He's trying to find other versions of him. Like, he knows that there should be some more motherfuckers down there, right?
He realizes that in the grand scheme of things, somebody should be around to fuck.
Exactly, exactly.
Somebody should want to let me hit this.
Yeah, because see, that's why he got aggression. See, people don't understand. I know Kong's aggressive.
Yeah, he's just trying to bust him up.
He
yeah.
needs to bust one. Yeah, that's why he's pissed the fuck off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah, man.
There's a spot.
I'd be fucking mountains if I was him or something. At least just get one off.
Nah, I'd just be jerking off.
Well.
But do you think he should know how to do that? You know?
Damn right, he's a monkey,
that
dog.
That gets old, though, bro.
He's got opposable thumbs.
You don't think he's old hanging out with somebody?
Like, yeah.
I mean, you can fuck him out and roll on down the road, man. Just have glory holes everywhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, the crazy part, man, the movie starts off.
Kong glory hole.
The motherfucker has, like, a toothache, yeah? And he comes out of fucking, he comes out of mid-earth to come up
He
against,
got a toothache, yeah. So he goes out looking for somebody to help with his toothache.
He comes out of mid-earth to come up top. To get his tooth fixed, is like the people that.
Well, like he knows the people there are gonna help him. His
yeah.
teeth.
So they put in a fake fucking tooth for him. Godzilla is out fucking up every goddamn thing. As soon as one of these goddamn big monsters they call kaiju, whatever, as soon as they pop up, Godzilla gets up and just fucks people
so
up.
So wait, is this connected to the Pacific Rim franchise?
Yeah, it's all connected because they call them kaiju too and that motherfucker. Like they got this crab thing that Godzilla fucks up in Rome. Now have you? Godzilla fucks up cities left and right in this bitch. There ain't a city left standing when
So wait a minute, is it Godzilla against Kong, or is this just a Kong movie and Godzilla's in the background?
Both of them together. They eventually become a tag team.
Against a bad Kong.
And a bad Godzilla.
Oh, and a bad Godzilla.
Is there a mecha Godzilla?
It's not a mecha. This was completely different now. So look.
Doppelgangers.
In a sense,
bad
yeah.
Bad doppelgangers.
Yeah. That's basically what it is.
Oh, like metaverse bad
yeah.
fucking Godzilla?
Because yeah. it's basically Kondo and... Kong, Godzilla
Mike, we might just have to make that horror movie we were talking about making.
Yeah, because look.
We can maybe have to just make it a short flick. Like a 20-minute to 25-minute joint that'll win an Oscar. You know what I mean?
There's this little fucking gorilla that Kong runs into, right? That, like, tries to fuck him up, and they got these old gorillas trying to fight him. He tells the little gorilla, take him to where the leader is. They takes him to these motherfuckers, and you
How
see,
much bigger is Godzilla than this little gorilla?
Godzilla's a massive motherfucker. King Kong,
that's what I mean.
King Kong.
Because he's the one hanging out with the gorillas, right?
King Kong picked this little motherfucker by the leg and threw him at another, like, was using him as, like, a fucking
so
hammer.
So, if I'm King Kong, is the gorilla the size of my phone?
Nah, I say the baby Kong is probably If you want to say
a baby Kong,
a baby, I'd say he's a toddler. I'd say he'd be about 2-3 years old. He'd be a 2-year-old, 3-year-old size to a regular man. It'd be a 3-year-old.
So he's like a midget.
Yeah, yeah.
So right? The gorilla is about the size of a midget to a full size Kong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, but that gorilla is a baby Kong.
Yeah, it's a baby.
It's gonna grow up to be the size of Kong.
Yes, eventually.
Okay.
So
where that comes from, nobody knows.
Apparently there's
the fabled Kong vajayjay.
There's a whole tribe of these fucking gorillas that are enslaved.
Yeah, Congo gorillas, yeah.
Yeah, they're enslaved by another. Look, they're in a volcano.
Like at the Congo.
Like there are diamonds gorillas everywhere. Are they white?
They got scars on some of them. The ones that are really fucked up, they got the scars. They look like the Congo gorillas.
Are they Kong size?
Yeah. They're all
so
of them.
That's the only difference. Congo.
All of them.
Congo them gorillas were the regular gorilla size.
Them motherfuckers got to grow. That's about right. That means what, 20 years ago?
No, those gorillas were ancient when they were waiting on them to show up and try to take the diamonds.
So they ain't going
to
get no bigger?
Exactly. They were fully grown.
Yeah.
So Congo. Congo.
All these.
Amy, good gorilla.
Yeah.
Amy.
Yep.
Good gorilla.
You ugly gorilla. Ugly gorilla.
Bad gorilla.
Ugly.
Bad gorilla.
So look.
Retarded, man.
So they're fucking down there and Kong sees all these different apes and he's like, what the fuck? Like, wait a minute. These motherfuckers are me. Now half of
he's like, y'all are awful small.
It's my favorite.
Half of these motherfuckers
can I
are.
I fuck y'all, but you got a little tiny vagina.
Half of these motherfuckers are enslaved. The other half are rolling over them. So one of these old motherfuckers gets like, they kick him into the lava. Like, just kick this old motherfucker in the lava. Kong goes off, knocks this motherfucking, like, soldier one clean the fucker. I mean, sleeps him. Here comes this long spider monkey.
Shut up. Wait a minute. So Kong, U-size Kong comes in, fucking up midgets.
No, these are all full Kongs.
Okay.
All
so
of them
all
grown,
of a sudden he's found a bunch of Kongs.
Yep.
Like Congo, but bigger and not white, but with Congo scar faces.
It's the same fucking thing, the same makeup and all that. I'm like, yo, this is just Congo. And my son was like, what's that? I said, I have to show you that movie, buddy, one day. You know, you understand what I'm talking about.
Everything is derivative. You got to say, look at boy, everything is derivative.
Yeah.
And he's going to say, what's that? And then you got to show him.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
So the main bad monkey comes out. This motherfucker's like a spider monkey. He got long arms, long feet. Like he's like a skinny orangutan almost.
So he's like that dude that was Hayukin or whatever in Street Fighter.
Oh, you dancing, yeah.
One that would like lean over and kick you with a foot from across the room.
All that shit. So this motherfucker.
Like, let's go.
He's spider monkey type shit, man. You know what I mean?
And he's like the dude in Bloodsport that was crawling around the ground.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. So this motherfucker, he comes out there. And him and Kong go at it, right? This motherfucker has a whip. They call him Scar King. He has a whip that has a crystal on the end.
He that slaps controls, him in the face with a whip?
It controls another thing that's like Godzilla. Except this motherfucker doesn't breathe fire. It breathes ice. That's how come
Mike, I've just about had enough of this movie. You, please.
This why
Mike, tell me something. Are we in the first half or the second half of this?
I'll put y'all right in the middle of this motherfucker because I ain't even bothered with the first part of this bitch. You know what I mean? You got the little girl, deaf girl. Apparently, she's fucking, they go to, her people are in Mid-Earth too. They find her tribe because she has to wake up Mothra. So Mothra comes into this motherfucker now. You got Mothra
in the Kong, group. Godzilla, fake Kong, and
Mothra. All five of these motherfuckers are in the goddamn movie.
All right, so we're at five.
Five
monsters. Have they fought yet?
Oh, Godzilla and fucking Kong go at it. As soon as Godzilla sees Kong, it's on sight. He don't fucking waste no time. Like, Kong has to
get... So they just throw down.
Kong is trying to get Godzilla, because Godzilla, they say, the story goes that the Deaf Girl's people... were protected by Kong's people, and there was another set of these Kongs, the bad ones, that Godzilla ended up fighting and blocked them all from going into the regular Earth. There's like portholes that take you up to regular Earth, like.
So Godzilla's like the gatekeeper?
Exactly.
And Kong like wants to be the key master,
well,
but
Kong was also one of the people that helped out. Or his people helped out, but these bad gorillas killed off his peoples.
Bad gorilla.
Yeah. Bad gorillas killed the good gorillas. You know, somehow,
ain't that just how it always goes, huh?
And somehow Kong was able to get out, you know what I mean? So, but Godzilla...
Because he was the baddest ass good gorilla.
Godzilla only wakes up when another monster's around. It triggers him to go, and he has to go fuck it up. That's all he knows. He's going to go fuck this bitch up. Godzilla is making his way to the mid-earth, whatever. He's on his
Godzilla
way there.
Godzilla likes beef.
He's charging up, and he's on the way.
Right. Godzilla's like, what's up with that smoke? Y'all got some smoke?
He goes, he charges up from a nuclear facility, sucks up all energy out of this nuclear joint, goes to this other monster that I ain't never heard of. That comes out.
What's it called?
I don't fucking know.
All right, fair enough.
He kills that motherfucker, sucks all the energy out of that place. You know what I mean? That's where the purple comes up, because he just sucked all the energy out of that motherfucker. They're like, he's charging for a big fight. This motherfucker swims straight through fucking France. Like, fucks up all the fucking France. Just, and he ain't even fighting. He just swimming through the bitch and fucking it up.
He's just knocking into shit.
Tearing shit the fuck
knocking
up.
Knocking down the
not
Eiffel Tower.
A fucking fuck. And the government's
like. He knocked
like,
down the Eiffel Tower?
Nah, he didn't get the Eiffel Tower, but he fucked up all of Egypt. Him and King Kong fucked up all the pyramids. They got the fight.
Oh, man.
They got the fight in the middle of fucking Egypt, man. Fucked up all the pyramids. I'm like, God, because Kong comes out, because he's like, I got to get Godzilla back to mid-earth to help me fight these motherfuckers. All the way he's going to come is if he knows I'm up here. He comes out the motherfucking hole in the ground. Godzilla is standing on top of fucking some goddamn mountain. Sees this motherfucker and just comes at him. Kong's doing this number like, hold up, man. You know, hey, he's sign language. We got to go through the hole. We got to go through the hole. He's doing this number. Godzilla said, man, fuck you, and just spears this nigga, yo. Like, Godzilla got speed on him now. They gave him longer arms now, you know what I mean? Godzilla out there putting in some work, yo. Had him pinned up on the pyramids. They fucked up the... Godzilla blew up two of the three pyramids. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucked up all of fucking Egypt. Got to mid-earth, and then they get to wrecking down there at mid-earth. These motherfuckers, Godzilla got some skill. Godzilla got some skill. Because they started floating in the air. Godzilla is the only one out of the monsters jumping from rock to rock, fucking motherfuckers up. Shit, I got you, bitch. Bow! These other motherfuckers is falling like they ain't got no control over shit. Then the little son of a bitch, the little motherfucker, Baby Kong, he comes in at the end of the motherfucker, saves the day. Like, this little son of a bitch right here. Godzilla puts the ozone back together because the Frost Godzilla is the one that caused the Ice Age, the first Ice Age. So when he comes up to Earth, he basically starts the Ice Age. Godzilla beats this bitch, blows the fucking all the energy he had into the atmosphere, and makes the atmosphere right again. But I'm like, this motherfucker just fucked up Italy, France, Egypt, Nepal. I mean, he fucked it. Wherever the fuck he was, he fucked it up. You know what I mean? For Samana's fighting.
It sounds like good for just not thinking. Like you say, Samana's shit.
Yeah, it's Samana's shit, man.
The Planet of the Apes joke coming out.
I seen that, John.
They say that shit's going to be long as a motherfucker.
I mean, that preview looked like that bitch is going to be good than a son bitch, man. That preview looked like it's
4 hours
be good.
Worth or something like that.
Oh, if it's that long,
they
fuck
say it's record-breaking,
man.
Like, runtime.
Come on.
I haven't seen a specific runtime, but like it sounds like it should be two movies to me.
The Beetlejuice looks like it's going to be
but
good.
I'm tripping because I want to see Planet of the Apes. Like, they've got all this Planet of the Apes stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, if you remember when the James Franco joint happened, they had the Easter egg in the background. Remember?
Yeah.
In the motherfucking newspaper stand, it said, we lost contact with the fucking spaceship.
Yep.
And that's the spaceship Charlie
Heston
is on,
this
right?
This one picks up to be, like, it's after Caesar and all the motherfuckers. Like, these motherfuckers, well, they're actually hunting the humans
down
they're
right doing
now.
Everything from the time humanity lost itself and the apes took over.
Yeah.
Up in two. They're leading
225.
225 minutes.
2 hours, 25 minutes.
That's still a long ass time.
That's pretty long.
That's a long movie, yeah. Well, that's like that Doom movie. It was 246, Doom 2.
Yeah, but those Dunes.
Did you see that?
I ain't seen the first one.
I don't know. I have higher expectation for those Dunes than the other shit.
The first one I was actually impressed with.
I
don't know nothing about it.
I'm old school with my Planet of the Apes.
I talked to the boy. Had we went and saw Ghostbusters last night, but the boy, he had like 9 different kids from all schools up there. I guess that's where they hang. And I was just shooting the shit with him out there fucking popcorn, and one dude was saying it was an action-packed movie, he was saying.
What movie?
Dune 2.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, they're supposed to be good. So, the Dune and the Dune 2.
I don't know nothing about it.
The first one was actually decent because I didn't know nothing about it and I was actually into it. But I'm into sci-fi shit anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sci-fi thing that I had never heard anything good enough about the old movie to watch. And I hadn't, like, delved into reading the book. So when I hear that there's a good version of it, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I'll check that out at some point.
Hey, you see the trailer for Bad Boys 4?
No, I ain't seen that yet.
It looks stupid. Everything I've seen looks stupid so far.
Look, I'm going to waste my time to go see this motherfucker.
Are you?
Yeah.
I only got so much threshold for that.
Because I'm going to go ahead and get drunk with my homies. We're probably going to go to Top Golf, my U.S. food buddies. All right. Go to Top Golf and then fucking go to Alamo and lunch off this shit. It's also like kind of a pay respect to our homie that passed away, because that was the last thing we all did as a group together when he was alive, was we went to Top Golf and then we went to see that bullshit Bad Boys 3 movie. You know what I mean? And we lunched off of that bullshit. Got all fucked up, man, that day. It was a good day that day. Even though we didn't give a fuck about the movie, we was fucking lunching. Because I think it was just us up in that bitch laughing our ass off, man. Fuck the fuck up. Like, they made them drink strong that day at the Alamo. Uh-huh. It was good drinking that day. I was like, oh,
that's a good spot.
Got to watch the movie that was sucked, but we was fucked up anyway because we had already did Top Golf, which I had to pay for because I got there late. They had already was like, man, shit, just go up there and hit these motherfuckers. All right.
I got to see what that place is about.
What, Top Golf? I mean, it's expensive as shit. It really is. It's expensive than a motherfucker, but I mean, you go there, you fucking pay the fucking, they really get you with the food and the drinks.
Yeah, that's how they
get you. That's how they get you. Like, the getting the club and setting up for the hit the ball, that's not bad. It's the drinks and the fucking food.
That's how all that shit works, man.
And it's really, none of that shit spectacular. Like, it ain't nothing to be like, oh, I pay a lot of money for this shit. You know what I'm saying? But you're just hitting the ball out. It's a putting range.
I'm trying to take Felicia to a blacksmithing joint in Sterling.
A what?
Blacksmith.
Oh, like real blacksmith shit.
You down?
Fuck, what are we doing? Like, what are we going to see?
We're making it, bro.
Are you making an axe? Are you making a sword? What are you making? Can I go fold some Japanese steel over and over and over and over and over?
I don't think we're going to do Japanese steel, but might make a good knife. What's it called? I'm gonna look this shit up. Yeah, I'll go.
Lawless Forge.
Who?
Lawless Forge.
Lawless Forge.
Bottle openers. A rebar knife. A horseshoe knife. Barbecue fork. These are the shits you can make.
This a barbecue fork?
Yeah, like for like a grilling, like a.
Okay.
Like a long jump. Chopsticks. But yeah, they do like group rates. It looks pretty cool.
Make shit with a forge?
Yeah, you actually forge and shit. They teach you how to like build shit, make shit.
Classes are 3 hours long. All materials, safety gear provided. Huh. That might be interesting.
I don't know a date yet, but it's gonna be definitely next month sometime.
Oh shit, wait a minute though. Okay, I see here. So 1 to 5 people, 400 flat. 6 to 15 people, $80 a person. So you need some people to go to pay, you know. You need at least 6 to 10 people.
To go do that forge shit?
For it to be like cheaper, because anything under 5 people is expensive as shit. $325, $300. Let's see. So the chopsticks is $325.
Yeah, but that's $50 a person. That's really not too bad. I don't think.
Nah, it says flat rate. That's what you're paying.
Yeah, but
so I guess it would be if it's a flat rate.
Yeah, but you break that down between 4 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair enough, because I'm like, because it says 6 to 15 people is $60 a person.
Yeah, you know, you actually.
But
know,
but the thing, so y'all, you got to agree on what class to take. I'd take that rebar knife.
You want to make a knife out of rebar?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the, they got the bottle opener, which is look like it's just twisted metal. You know, yeah. They got the chopsticks, which what the fuck you gonna do with metal chopsticks?
You need a horseshoe knife.
The horseshoe knife looks cool too. So you're making a knife out of the horseshoe.
Yeah, you're actually doing some welding and moving. You're moving some steel to fucking make a knife.
Yeah, I mean, if you flatten it out and folding it over itself and making it all nice and strong and dipping it and doing whatever, I mean, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I've seen a few things here and there.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
It sounds like it could be cool, but it sounds like it could be, you know, I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be some work.
It's going to be some work. Yeah, it does. It ain't going to be no easy shit.
Look at it.
Yeah, you're going to be out there hitting some metal.
Yeah, you're going to be hitting some shit.
You got to bang that shit.
Right now, it's going to be me, it's me, Jay, and Felicia. So.
Let me know when y'all do it, because, man,
How far away is this place?
Sterling
somewhere.
Yep, old Sterling up there.
It doesn't look bad. Holler at me. My God, there. Slangs were still.
It'll probably be towards the end of, it might even be around that weekend because the end is, May.
End of what? What are you talking about?
End of May is Memorial Day, right?
Yeah, that's Memorial Weekend. Oh, you know what movie I do want to go see? Monkey Man. That's like the Indian John Wick.
Maybe. It might be really awesome. That fucking dude from Slumdog's making it.
They actually got a lot of shit coming out.
Yeah, but I want to see that
Despicable Me, I'm trying to see that.
That shit's going to be funny. That shit look like it's going to be funny. It'd be good to take the kids to.
You parents and your...
Inside Out, I fuck with that first one.
Yeah, that was good.
I'm sure that second one's going to be all right.
The kids going to like that one.
Yeah, so we would probably be... Either the 19th or the
26th. 19th or 26th of what?
May.
May?
Or the 18th or 25th, whatever that Saturday
was. Isn't that Mother's Day weekend? See, if
that's the third, right? Is that the third weekend of the month? Mother's Day.
You gotta be shitting me. Conor McGregor is about to play Popeye. They're remaking Popeye.
Mother's Day is the second.
You gotta be shitting me. I gotta see if this is real.
They're gonna make Conor McGregor be Popeye? I don't know.
Mother's Day is the second weekend of May.
I found him entertaining in that fucking...
I still gotta watch that because I heard the podcast about fucking...
I found him entertaining.
You didn't watch that live? We're supposed to talk about that, man.
Nah, because that's why I brought up because I ain't watched it yet.
It's good for what it is, but it ain't good.
That's what everybody said. They're like, if you want to see some good fighting...
Like, it reminds me exactly as you feel about the Kong shit. Yeah, I'm like, that's how I felt about that. But like,
I don't think it was enough fighting. He ain't fighting enough for me.
Yeah.
And you watched Roadhouse?
Yeah, goddamn, we watched Drill and All.
I don't want to watch Moist Drill and All. That's what it was. Moist Drill and All. That had me rolling. I don't want to watch no Moist Drill and All.
Yeah, he was all fucking moist. I told her I didn't want to watch this shit. There's that moist fucker already. God damn it.
Come on, she didn't fuck you good that night? Come on.
That shit on your boniversary?
Y'all didn't have some good sex boniversary? That shit was fucked, man. I lost it.
I don't think we did. I think we passed the fuck out.
Because look, as soon as I heard the show, I text both of them, yo. I said, happy belated boniversary. Oh, man. He goes, man, I don't want to see no voice Jake Dillon.
Jake Drilling all.
Oh, shit. That was good stuff, man.
It was all right. All I'm going to say is.
You can spoil it for me.
I think the original's a better movie. The original's a better movie, and it certainly could have had more action. But, like, for what
it
is... At
least with McGregor, he should have fucked more shit up.
I found McGregor just so stupid entertaining. Yeah. Like, I just...
Because that's what everybody's going to say is that McGregor is what sold the movie, what stole the movie from us.
He makes it magnetic.
Every time he popped up on scene, there's like, when he pops up, he stole the scene.
He's ridiculous to a degree where you, like, just have to pay attention. And that's, like, the only way I can really describe it is where I was just like... entertained to like the utmost when he came on. I'm like, God damn, this motherfucker is too ridiculous. This is too stupid funny right now. Because he just walks around like a fucking maniac the whole time. He's just a pure fucking maniac the whole time.
Yeah, because I was trying to watch that shit this fucking weekend. I was like, yo, trying to watch this bitch. Like, God damn it. She ain't wanna watch it. I said, I'm gonna watch this motherfucker. Fuck it. I'm gonna end up watching this motherfucker this week.
My boy was telling me about some movie that Jennifer Lawrence, is that the blue chick?
Yeah.
She in some new movie where she naked for a minute. She come out the water ass naked, full frontal.
Okay.
Bush and everything.
Said Bush and everything.
I can't remember what fucking movie he said it was. He was talking about. I don't remember what the fuck we're talking about, but that's what he is talking about. So you gotta check that out.
I'm like, all right, well, I don't remember what movie he was talking about.
I said, is that the blue chick? And he's like, I think. I'm like, she's already been naked then, technically, if that's the blue chick.
Yeah, she was naked in that. She had to be naked for that.
You know what I mean?
She alright.
She's pretty hot. She's been naked in some stuff. She'd be doing some adult things. I think she has a sense of humor. But, yeah, you know. She's been in some interesting, weird, crazy shit, man. You ever see that Mother movie?
Fuck.
That movie's bananas.
That's not...
Javier Bardem's in it. The guy that was...
J-Lo ain't in that movie, huh?
No.
I seen some movie called Mother, I think, with J-Lo in it.
I know that's her in the fire, like at the
forefront. About her kid or something. Yeah. I don't remember what the fuck. Yeah, but a cabin or something. I don't fucking remember. It wasn't all that great. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what that one was. Fucking, I started watching this shit on Netflix called Warrior. Man, I'm all into that motherfucking shit, man. It's this Chinese fucking two Chinese gangs going at it, man. Just a whole lot of fucking action and killing.
Yeah, I seen that on the
that shit,
square,
man.
But I ain't
right up my alleyway, man. With all the fucking like kung fu shit. I got Samurai on Hulu. I'm still trying to watch that. Oh no, not Samurai. Yeah, Shogun.
Shogun. Yeah, no, I haven't checked out Shogun. I read the book years ago and found it like highly disappointing.
Yeah.
Like,
see, I never read the book. I didn't even know it was based on the book.
Man, motherfucking book that thick, dog. And I'm reading it thinking there's going to be some more than just a head getting chopped off here or there.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're like, and then there was a big battle. And it's like a paragraph summarizes, like, I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me.
All the way there to fuck you up.
All this shit, they're like, I'm like waiting for some ninjas to come through. Finally, at one point, some ninjas come through, and it's like a half a page. You'd be like, and they're gone. And I'm like, really? They were like, and the ninjas came, and they hopped over the wall, and they scooted by, and then they jumped over the wall and left. And I'm like, really?
And that's it.
I didn't write a book that's that thick.
That's like sent through a movie all day, and then you get to the end, and you're like, this how you
that's
end
like, this is part of me. Season. I don't even want to watch Shogun because of how aggravated the fucking book made
me. But see, you've already seen the book, though. I mean, I've not seen the book. Goddamn, read the book. See, I ain't never read the book, so I didn't
Have you watched
know.
Any of it?
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes.
Right, because like the way I remember the book, and let me go on and spoil this for you.
Go ahead.
So like the way
like see, I don't mind the spoilers because I haven't watched the motherfucking
show. The way
the
book worked, like the dude was a sea captain, right?
Yeah, the white
and
boy.
He got the boat, and him and the homies, they've been on the Pacific. They then passed Hawaii. They know Japan's out there.
Yeah,
trying to get there. They don't think they're gonna make it. They're out of food. They're out of water. They're half dead. They're on death's doorstep.
That's
finally
how
finally they get
off.
There, and then they like the Japanese are like, "Fuck you," and throw them in prison right off the jump.
Right off the bat.
Right off the jump, and then they got a motherfucker chilling in a vat of oil.
Yeah,
you know,
they cook
boiling
them.
A motherfucker.
Yep, they did that
in oil and shit, and then like they let him go and wander around the town. And then he sees some samurai chop a motherfucker's head off for not fucking bowing enough.
Yep, I saw they did
so
that part.
Head gets lopped off.
Yep, they did that.
And then he eventually sort of ingratiates himself into the culture.
Yep.
And just sort of gets in with all of like the political doings.
All the shit that goes on. Yep.
That's going down from all the different like tribal groups.
So far, that's all happening. Yep.
And like, I mean, eventually nothing really happens. Like,
yeah, like
I don't know what else to say.
He's teaching them right now. The part that the episodes I'm on is like he's showing them how to use the cannons and shit, and you know all this other bullshit.
Right, right. They want to use them to like get better at modern warfare to fight their other enemies.
Yeah,
and have an like advantage through him.
Or whatever. Yep.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I've gotten into that show. Like, I've been more into Warrior because Warrior has just more action for me.
It's just popping.
It's just, man, that's just like that. Because it reminds me, I don't know if you ever watched a show called Hell on Wheels. I don't know if you
I have not watched Hell on Wheels. I've been interested to watch Hell about on the Wheels, railroad.
Yes, Hell on Wheels was my shit, man. And it really reminds me of how Hell on Wheels was done. The same way Warriors is done as Hell on Wheels, the same shit. Like, you know, you got the Chinaman being brought over or coming over and basically used to work.
Right.
And you got some Chinese syndicates there that run Chinatown, basically. You got the Irish cats, they're trying to go to work, but they can't because the businesses are using the Chinaman for labor. So you got the working man is what they call the Irish cats. The working man is beefing with the Chinese cats, but you got different syndicates in the Chinese in Chinatown fucking with each other. Then you got the cops that are assigned to Chinatown that are just there. And it's so many different little fucking stories mixed into all this shit that it's been keeping my attention right now. And it reminds me so much of Hell on Wheels that I'm like, oh man, Hell on Wheels, I was all into that motherfucker. And I'm into this shit the same fucking way. I'm like, damn. And then the fighting, bruh, I've been a fucking dumbass kung fu nut since back then with the bullshit ass movies from back in the day with my dad shit. The same thing with sci-fi shit. My dad turned me on all. I'm turning my son on to all this shit. I was watching an old Star Trek joint the other day, man. I said, boy, my dad turned me into a Trekkie. He goes, Dad, what the fuck are they? He's like, what is this? But you ain't appreciating what this is right now.
Well, just going to start Next Gen from the jump.
Yeah.
Just watch Next Gen from the
jump. That's what I did. I was on Next Gen.
Dude, check it out. I'm in the second season, right, of Next Gen. Because I'll be watching that shit every 10 years or so.
Yeah.
I just throw it on and cycle through it. And I didn't realize, but I just watched the episode where Q comes along and he's like, yo, man, like, I'm trying to hang out with y'all. I'm trying to be on the crew.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, fuck you, Q. And then Q's like, oh, for real? And he'd be like, whoosh. And then they go, he smacks them, like, you know, 2.5 years at max warp away.
Yeah.
Right, plants them right in front of the Borg. And I'm like, oh, look at you, Q. You're the fucking one that introduced everybody to the Borg.
Yeah.
Like, that's a dick move, man. Goddamn, Q, that's a dick move.
But, like, I was having a good nostalgic weekend because my boy was with me the whole time. Like, I'm like, look, I turned him on. Like, he's all into the Godzilla shit, too. I'm like, all right, this is shit my dad did with me.
Now, look, Mike, don't make him too dumb, though.
Oh, no. He's intelligent than a motherfucker.
No. You intelligent, too, but you be a dumb motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you gotta have some dumb,
but you can't have too much.
Yeah, you gotta be able to have fun in life.
Be mindful about that boy. Don't make him too much of an idiot.
That's what I'm saying. I teach him that there is a level of ignorance that you can have out here and have a good time in life. Like, you ain't gotta be serious all the time.
There's acceptable ignorance and there's unacceptable ignorance.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
It's almost like there's acceptable ignorance and then ignorance is not acceptable. If you're so ignorant, you can't even say it right.
Well, no, because ignorance is controlled stupidity.
I don't know about all that. There's so many different potential. There's
ignorant
potential
motherfuckers. Ignorant is like you straight up just stupid. Ignorant is like, man, you just a fool, man. You just out here being foolish right now. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. I've had enough of this. I can't be sitting here lecturing.
Like, I do that shit with my boy. Like, we was in the car and fucking I was listening to J. Cole's new mixtape that he dropped. And fucking he got this joint on there that had a groove, right? And I'm like, man, it's like that Dame Dash groove. And I'm in the car, man. I'm just wilding. I'm just grooving, doing the Dame Dash, right? And he's just like, nah, Dad, don't do this, Dad. Don't do this. Boy, you wait till I get to a stoplight.
I'm going to get out this car.
I'm at a stoplight. I got motherfuckers. I pull right up to people. I'm like, I'm making sure that my windows line up with everybody. I'm in this motherfucker rocking, yo. He's like, he's just sinking on down in the seat further and further. I'm like, nah, boy, you better groove with me, goddamn, because it's going to get worse. But that's the other thing that's been going on. Apparently, J. Cole came back with a strong-ass diss against Kendrick Lamar.
Well, that's been brewing for what, a decade?
Well, it's not
them really actually having like a real rap battle.
But here's the thing. Kendrick says like a verse. Cole came out with a song and just was like, look, man, I'm gonna body you. I'm just letting you know. I'm just telling you this as a warning. I'm giving you this song right now. I told you your first shit was trash, or your first shit was classic. This last one was tragic. Your fucking second one was mild, but they gassed you up like it's seven. What is it called? 7 minute drill. And I mean, he tells him, he's like, man, he hits him with a bar in that bitch. Yeah. Yeah, here you go.
Turn it up. Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention. It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in the Ville, so I'm good when it's tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime.
I
was
right
behind, and I just now hit mine. Now I'm front of the line with a comfortable lead. How ironic, soon as I got it, now he wants something with me. Well, he caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see where I got here off of bars, not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them crackers ain't never done nothing for me. Ho, slugs took my nigga's soul. Drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I seen in Cumberland. He averaging one hard burst like every 30 months or something.
Again.
What this and then we wouldn't be discussing.
He right.
Don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I
fuck. Well, listen to what he says.
I'm gonna shove on this mic, I will humble him. Nino with this thing, it's that New Jack City meme. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before.
Bam right there.
Like it's PWC, it's a cold world. Keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call. They say that somebody dissing. You want some attention? It come with extensions. My dog like say the word. He on bullshit. He itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets. He got pension. I told him chill out. How I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the
conductor.
Then the beat switches. He's like, look, man, that's just a warning. I'm just letting you know. Don't come at me.
I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap. Pillars 2-6, we don't at niggas. We get at niggas, shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stat filler, stat stuffers. Triple-double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, your instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly.
Now it's popping. That wasn't me.
Like the
he
top of my mind, my text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 albums in 12. Yes, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we the Stone Temple Pilots. This is merely a warning shot. The bad niggas down, back in the town where they whipping, working, trafficking pounds. My jack jumping about a rap, I'm making blasts from his sounds. Switching sides like the tassel on a cap and a gown. I'm fully loaded, nigga, I can drop 2 classics right now. Let me chill out, man.
Conductor.
Fall off on the way, nigga.
Yeah, but when he hit him with that Nino Brown and fucking G-Money line, I said, God damn. I'm looking at that scene, and I'm like, I'm putting them to a band, like, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. And I'm trying to explain to my son why that line was so hard, because as soon as it hit, I'm like, God damn. And my son was like, what? I said, boy, you don't know. I was like, fuck, you don't know. You don't know New Jack City.
I ain't made you watch New Jack City, boy.
I gotta get you to watch New Jack City. Okay. It's time for you to understand.
J. Cole, press the issue and have made it time.
New Jack City. Uh-huh. It's time for you to understand some hood classics,
you
now.
You know, I mean, it's interesting to me that everybody, that there's somehow that's controversial for J. Cole to be like, I mean, you made some dope shit, but, you know, not so much lately. And
but he's right about everything he said. He put out there.
I've always been a bigger J. Cole fan.
Oh, we've said it many times here. We are fans of J. Cole. If you put J. Cole and Kendrick up here, I'm going with Cole all day.
All day. Every time.
You know? Like, I'm not a fan of Drake. There are people that love Drake. I'm not one of those fans. I'm not a Drake fan. He got some shit on there that you can rock to, but he does too much crying. He's like Keith Sweat. That's who Drake reminds me of.
All this shit sounds the same to me.
Uh-huh. Who? Which one? Drake?
Yeah.
He whines too much for me. He's like
a
light skinned Keith Sweat.
But there's a sound, like an actual sound that Drake has that like just they all the Drake songs do sound the same.
Like, the same.
Something about the way he puts effects on his voice.
Yep.
The way he says what he says, it all sounds like the same song to me.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
But I'm interested to see how this goes because I'm into it. I like when you can go back and forth lyrically and keep it on wax and fucking see who can outdo who. You know what I mean?
Well,
I like
it would be nice if J. Cole lit a fire under Kendrick.
Yeah, because this right here, I'd be like, damn. I said, you know,
because I've listened to a few different Kendrick joints and I'm like, that's all right, but.
But he doesn't have like that album that I could be like, all right, Kendrick got this album that I would listen to front to back. Cole got a couple of those, but my favorite one of Cole's album is the 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Right.
That's the one that I think to me was like the best album that he has had out here, period, from front to back. It's a perfect album to me. Now, the rest of them, I'm not saying the rest of them are bad or anything, like, because I fuck with all the albums. But that's the one that's the most memorable to me is that one. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? That's when I was like, because I was following Cole when he was just a fucking kid. And I'm like, all right, this kid got something with him. And then when that came out, I'm like, oh, here's what I've been waiting on, was this right here. Uh-huh. And then when he started bodying people on their own features, it was like, shit, you know what? You might as well hang your shit up when you got him on a track with you.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Out of these motherfuckers that are out now anyway, I don't see nobody fucking with it.
I mean, there's a lot of trash.
There is.
There's a lot
of
trash.
There's also a lot of shit that's gold you just don't hear. They play the bullshit.
Well, it's because they don't get, stuff doesn't get pushed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it doesn't get pushed.
The powers that be don't put it all out there. Like,
because they want to keep people dumb.
That's what I'm saying, though. If one of us let Diddy do him in a booty hole like 3 years ago, like maybe this would be like the third or fourth largest podcast in the world.
Hey, if we gave you $250,000, would you let Diddy diddle you, Jew?
No, ain't nobody dealing
with us. Let me ask you this, though. Would you, for $250,000, if Diddy said he'd give you $250,000 to do him in the booty hole, and not only was it $250,000 directly to you just for getting the stank on you, that the... Just for getting the stank on you, you get $250,000, but the show also gets a push. Like, just from you doing Diddy in the duty hole.
$250,000, man.
Just from you doing Diddy in the duty hole.
You gotta do Diddy in the duty hole.
That's a little money. I need a little more than that.
Wait a minute. These are costing
you. He's gonna cost us to show you. You're gonna get more money when the podcast becomes huge.
It's been inflation since the Tom Brady.
So you're charging.
But he doesn't have. The government scale went up since then.
Okay, fine. Call it $298,000.
No, I went up like $500. Like,
you need $500. So wait, are you still at $250 like, with Tom Brady?
No, that number
that's
went up
to $500 as well. Bidenomics got the Jew wanting $500,000.
Hey, sorry, man.
All right, fine. So Diddy got $500,000 cash money for you to do Diddy in the duty hole. And also, not only do you get $500,000,
you
gotta finish. You gotta come. You gotta bust off.
Well, I'm fucking. I'm finishing. It don't matter what it is, Dev. I'll hold a big baseball or something if I have to, you know what I mean? Just as long as it don't scratch me, whatever it is, I'm fucking, you know.
I'm fucking, I'm finishing no matter what it is. Yeah, as long as it don't scratch me.
Yeah, if it starts scratching me, I might have to be out. I can't be out here bleeding.
So if there's something hard in there, Puffy, you're going to have a problem.
But I better shave your booty off.
But yeah, like... we got to set up. It's not the way Diddy would do things.
Let's go scratch.
Hey, game. Yeah, but $20 is $20.
$20 is $20. But it is $500,000. $20 is $20. But you know, $500,000, I'll fuck you in the ass.
God damn it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're going to have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friends Show to a close.
God damn it.
We would like to thank you so very much for listening. We'd like to encourage you to listen to old episodes as well as new episodes. Like, share, subscribe, tell your peoples. If you want to book 1984, Brave New World, or Fahrenheit 451, holler at me, I'll send you one. Analog books, old school style. You know, things that can't get changed once it's sitting on your shelf. But, you know, be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Little bits by little bits, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things that you were trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. Don't forget, we love you very, very much.
Love y'all.
We wish you nothing but the best.
All day, every day.
And peace be with you.
Peace. Go.